Wow, Wes. 15? Old enough that that sucks.
Oh, it's terrible, dude.
Yeah.
And his mom was kind of a slut.
You told me that last time.
Yeah, and we confirmed it, too. Dude, so he shits himself, and his mom just slowly, he's just like... It's quiet. He's like, Mom?
Mom, are you
mom?
There?
Mom? Nope, maybe the one death rattle, yeah. He's writhing in diarrhea, like, bleeding all over the place. And they're like, dude, your mom's dead. And the people came from the town and quarantined, like, you guys can't leave this room. Quarantined him into the house. And then her ex-husband came by right after, was like, this house is mine now. Because you guys are bastards and your mom's a fucking whore.
You guys shit that one whole room up, though.
Dude, that's a
guest room.
So he shits himself next to his dead mother.
Yeah.
And then is this guy who, like, you know, the mom... Well, it is funny because down the line, he gets adopted. After his mom dies and, like, some other guy dies, he gets adopted mysteriously by this dude. And it's like the kid, hit like, roughly his age is like... You look just like me. And everyone in town's like, these guys are brothers. So the historians think that, like, the guy had plugged his mom.
Yeah.
And as soon as she died, he was like, fuck it. Because he didn't take his other brother. Yeah. He just took Alexander.
I'll take the little shit box.
And dude, and they fucking, they looked like twins.
They don't include that in the fucking Broadway play, do they?
That's what I'm saying.
My mom was shitting and I was nervous.
I was bleeding all over the place.
Me and my mom were farting, y'all.
Dude. So the lady is he's a bastard because his mom
bastard in a basket
just left and married this other guy, the Hamilton, who just his father left him. But I don't think he got abandoned by his fake father. His father allegedly got cuckolded.
Nobody wanted this kid.
No, except for his real dad was finally just kind of like, oh, come on, babe. This poor kid, we got to help him. It was like, oh my fucking God, I can't believe I'm getting away with this. My bastard son. So yeah, he got to get his boy. But yeah, dude. And then like his mom died, shit himself, you know, his mom farted to death. He shit all over the place.
It's a good thing you can't die from that now because my mom would be dead.
Mom, no, I'm worried about you, Mom.
Yours are worse. I boopered. Did you booper?
So,
I swear to God, my mom called him boopers when we were young.
That's so fucking funny.
Booper is funny.
Brittany doesn't like fart. I have won. That was a battle.
Fart was a bad word when we were young,
dude. Fart,
wasn't it?
I was about to say
when I said fart, it was a problem.
If I was like, I farted, they'd be like, stop, you're being fresh. But Brittany tried to establish poot as like the fart word in her house.
That's weird,
dude. And I said, look, man, we're not gonna
be
do this.
Weird. We're not a weird family.
Yeah, we're not doing exactly.
We're on the cusp already.
He said, look,
we're right on the border of being the weirdest family anybody's ever seen. We can't say poot.
We cannot say poot. That was a battle. Dude, there was like lexicon battles where I was like, these kids are saying fart. And the first couple of times, Maya's like, I farted. And I see Brittany.
We're a fart family.
I see Brittany going,
under this roof, we're a fart family.
It's my mother-in-law's going all pissed off. Like, we're not saying fucking poot, you weirdos. Yeah. Fuck that. It's fart. My friend was a Heine burp family, dude.
Heine burp?
They just say Heine burp, dude.
Tommy says TT for taking a piss, and it makes me want to kill him.
Yeah, I get in trouble for saying
it's
piss,
like,
too.
I'm going to take a TT. I'm like, jeez.
Say piss. I get in trouble. I hate that word. It's like, what, piss? I want to say I'm going to urinate.
Saying crap to people bothers them. I thought he was joking. At one point, while I thought we were joking, he grabbed me by the throat and held me down.
What the fuck?
I was like, dude, I thought we were joking. And he was like, my bad on that one. I was like, holy shit. Yeah.
Damn, dude.
You're describing a scenario in which everybody then goes, where's Tom? Because I would have fucking left. Dude. Like, I would have been like, fuck this.
Yeah, Bert was backing off a little.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you goaltend?
He did not play pool basketball. Pool basketball wasn't the event. We were just playing.
Oh, that's a serious plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see Bert being like, I really didn't like when you choked me.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. I didn't like when you shoved me.
Also, I
underwater.
Getting shoved.
Getting shoved, dude.
Don't
it was,
shove me.
By professional shovers too?
Like, yeah, yeah, true.
A guy that literally one of the best. Taylor Lewan's one of the greatest shovers of all time.
And he's shoving you.
He was shoving the fuck out of me, dude. It hurts so bad. Oh. I've cuts all over my back from the wall.
Oh, getting the pushed against the, worst, the
concrete
dude.
Wall.
You basically, this is an advertisement to like, hey, don't invite anybody who's not one of you like to that thing ever again.
Yep.
It's a great fear. You go up to dunk and pull basketball and your older cousin just shoves you into the wall.
God, like, punched me directly. I went up for a dunk and a dude tried to swat it and just fucking hit me straight in the face.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I called a foul.
This basically,
there's got to be one foul here because I just got punched in the face.
This is what it really sounds like is like a group of big brothers. We're like, let's all invite our little brothers over and fuck them up for a day.
This was the first experience of mine where I was the little brother because I was always big.
Yeah.
So I was never the little brother that you could do wrestling moves to.
Yeah.
This was the first time guys were strong enough to just fucking ragdoll me for, but I was hammered.
Right.
So nothing hurt.
Yeah.
Nothing hurt until the next day. And I was like, oh my God. Covered in bruises.
It's a cool part of my identity being like a suplexible little brother.
Yeah.
That's all I knew growing up. Just getting beat up. Suplexed. I got beat up the entire time. Yeah. Older cousins and brothers.
Yeah, and you got big fucking cousins
big
and brothers.
Bros, yeah.
I never got that. I had sisters. I was just beating women.
That's kind of nice.
I had sisters too. Fifth grade is when things turned around in the house.
Yeah.
That's when I started dishing out.
Yeah.
That's when it was wrestling. And then I was big into wrestling at the time. So I was like, all right, I can do moves.
Did you ever British bulldog so both of them at once?
They're like seniors in high school.
And you're like holding them
down.
They
had to come home and a fifth grade boy was like, come here.
Did you ever beat them up in front of their friends?
Yeah.
So friends would definitely, that would
but
turn them
their
on.
Friends would beat me up too.
What?
I just realized that I got clipped.
When did you get clipped?
You got clipped? I think I just got clipped.
When?
What happened? You started talking and I was like,
you got hit?
I think
that's
I
how it
got
works.
Hit.
That's how it works. You don't remember.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I got to brace myself.
Tell us about
it. Wait, this is the exact position I was in. I think I got banged.
Who'd you get banged out by?
Someone made you an artist?
I think St. Xavier's. I think somebody turned me into the arts. No, I'm kidding. But dude, there's this crazy story where my brother went to Poly Prep. You know Poly Prep in Bay Ridge? Anyone can look up this story. There was this
brother who's an openly gay man.
Openly gay man.
Openly gay man, big time hotshot attorney, but a full, I mean, as gayer than your paint.
Your brother's a gay attorney.
He's a $3 bill gay.
Which
he's
is what messes with him because he's got the, you know, his brother got hit hard with it. So he's like, how much of this gay gene did I get nicked with? If literal, I came out of the same womb, which might be just a tainted gay womb.
Yeah, true. And it's like, were we really wrestling that whole time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I get his pain.
Yeah. What was really happening?
Yeah. But dude, this story is crazy. Philip Foglietta was his name. And he
Sauce
was a
monkey.
Legendary football coach at Poly Prep. Mm-hmm. And he molested... He had a legendary program that like they were like incredible. The community supported him. Whatchamacallit? The mobs. What was the mob guy?
With John Gotti?
No, before him.
John Gotti, Phil Costa, Paul Castellano.
Before him.
The Gambino crime family.
Gambino.
Carlo Gambino.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Carlo Gambino's kid.
Yeah. Who's the most Italian thing ever?
Yeah. DeFecchio's fucking sandwich shop.
It's Italian autism.
His son went there, and this kid clipped like hundreds of kids.
Really?
Hundreds of kids for so long, and it finally came out, and like so many kids got clipped, and it was happening like in front of kids. They had jokes about it, but it was just back in that era.
He was like a gangster too.
He was just a legendary football.
Oh, I thought you were saying he was like part of like the mafia.
Gambino's son went to that school. I don't think he got clipped.
I thought he was clipping kids and being like, forget about it.
Yeah, kind of was. He was kind of
a cannoli cream.
Yeah, he was like the last guy anyone would expect, but he would take kids and he put them in his Cadillac. He did it in the most Italian way.
Right.
He'd be like, let's go get some Zeppelis, kid. You're a good lineman.
Right.
And he'd be like, let me see your penis.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. This will help you. You want to start?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happens.
That sucks.
Dude. But what do we think? Because obviously, you know, the guys that happens a lot, the Sanduskis of the world, the Foglietta's, whatever. But like women teachers have sex with this male students. Like it's rampant and they get caught all the time. But all you have to do, I encourage you at home, go home and just ask like three or four people if they know someone, and they all know someone who maybe they haven't, the woman hasn't gotten arrested, but they know, like I know in high school, my friend banged the teacher. It was confirmed it happened. She never got arrested for it. It never came out to the public. It never will. But it's so what is that? It's, do we know?
Wait, why they don't get in trouble, you're saying?
No, why do they constantly do that?
Like, why are they always hot?
Always
dude,
hot, yeah.
So I think it goes down to, or comes down to, like, a lot of women's television is still centered around high school.
Mm.
Like, even, like you know, like, what, there's always, in my opinion, a lot of those soaps have, like, a heavy high school romance element to it.
Right.
Like, women constantly watch high schoolers, like, make out and have sex. It's part of a
That's
lot
a
of the
good call. I never thought about that. Like, Euphoria. That show,
that was a big dude. One. Dude, all like the, you know, fucking, all, just all those like soapy dramas, a lot of them are centered around high school love. And that's like a thing for them. It's like the meeting when like a boy and a girl first, like they finally kiss and meet. Women,
yeah.
Like their brains like freak out.
You don't think
that.
It's payback though for like centuries and centuries and centuries of 50 or 40 year old dudes just marrying 11 year olds. And now girls are finally like, you know what? I'm going to bang this 16 year old. Just to pay back what guys have been doing to us for so long.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be a pedophile.
Yeah.
Damn, that's crazy. Yeah, they got they came so far that they can be pedophiles.
Yeah.
I'd parted it, too.
Dude, that's I'm glad. It's got to cross a weird threshold, though, for other prisoners to be like, yo, here's how you jerk off. Because I know in jail, it's like...
Nikki, at the third place. Yeah, Nikki told me. He started to tell me, and I thought he was fucking with me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but he's not gay. Sparky already got me stoned with all this weed. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to try it.
Right.
And
on.
I did. And it was wicked.
And it was, what was the technique again? You rolled the socks inside out?
So it's smooth. And then you're not actually like going up and down on the shaft. And it's hard. It's hard when you get a really big hard on, but you grab the shaft and then that heat created. And then right at climax, boom, right on top and underneath.
Put some pressure on it.
It has an effect, man.
That's crazy.
You, I mean, like, most don't guys know that?
Oh, man, I don't know. I've never tried the sock and the fucking pressure plate at the end.
So you turn it inside out, and then you fold it over so it's a little tight, right? And you got to get a big sock. But, no, it works. And then it's all contained. No spill, no fuss, no muss. You don't have to buy a cab ride home in the morning.
True. Got to wash the sock, yeah. Got to wash the sock.
Throw that fucker out.
Throw it out.
After, like, 6 or 8 uses.
What? Oh, so you still wash it clean.
Or I'll rinse it, but not, God, I don't want to put it in the machine.
Ah, true. You need to keep it pure. Yeah, you need to keep it pure. I get that. True. You don't want all those chemicals on you. The funny, so you were telling me, this made me laugh a lot. So you go to trial. You took your case to trial. You fight it yourself, which, you know, that is honorable. You go take your case to trial, and then you were sentenced, like you said. What was the first thing you did upon sentencing? You go back to the cell. What was your play?
So it was a...
You're 23 years old.
Sobering experience. I went to that cell and I just started to think, what do I want to do? What am I going to do when I get out? Surfing, sushi. And then I'm like, somehow I got aroused.
Right on.
You know, and the marshals were out of the office there. There's bars. And I just fucking hit it. I made myself come hard, dude. And then I'm like, get used to it, motherfucker, because that's all you got. And I think that's actually pretty good, like, to realization and just accepting
this
is what it is.
Dude, I mean.
And who knows, maybe if I spent 151 months in there, I mean, I might have been getting my dick sucked. I don't fucking know. I don't think so. But after a certain amount of time, like, say if you're there for 30.
The book I'm listening to.
What is it?
I get like 5 minutes a night before.
You're talking
I fall
about
asleep.
The one you're falling asleep to?
The Guns of August. It's very nice.
I like that narrator, bro.
You would love how it started. It's World War One, so it's just the funniest.
Mystery. World War One's a total mystery.
They're literally, it's just family. It's one family, and they're all related. Like, the Kaiser is related.
That's the weirdest part.
Yeah, they're all family, and they all have to like hang out together. And it's like Succession, except it results in one of the biggest catastrophes in human history.
Yeah, dude. Like, how did that happen, though? Like, how did those...
They're, like, jealous of each other. The Kaiser has, like, a small hand, and he's like, don't fucking look at my hand. Fuck you. I think it was him or the Tsar. I forget.
Yeah, the one guy was, like, fucked up. The one Kaiser... Well, that was he
Wilhelm's
dubbed
the one,
too?
Wilhelm's the one they kind of pinned the entire war on.
Shit.
Which that led
to... Wait, World War One started just because of a couple dudes beefing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn.
You can boil it down to that.
That stinks.
Well, anyway. Actually, it's a total mystery.
I think that's the whole point of this book is the build up to World War One. So there's like, if you look into it, there's explanations.
Yeah, but like they all say like, oh, they were cousins and stuff. But has anyone like looked into like how did they, was that just like England trading somebody to France and being like, you marry our guy?
That's how. Well, the World War One was basically the end of monarchies.
Yes, I do remember that.
In Europe. So it was still that type of thing where it's like the Habsburg royal family.
Yeah.
There's like families that you do trade.
Sorry, I'm going to throw up. I can't handle the Nick, dude.
Like, those are strong, bro. Those
I know, mints, they get you.
Yeah, spicy.
They dissolve fast.
But like Marie Antoinette, she wasn't French. She was traded in a...
Where was she from, England?
I think Austria.
Austria, that's where she was from. Damn, dude. That must be cool, though, to be like beefing with a whole other country and be like...
Bro, just fuck my daughter.
Send our hot fucking daughter.
Yeah, send our fucking hot daughter over there. We'll chill.
And if your daughter doesn't work to satisfy the nation, you don't have to like... Millions of men have to die.
But then the nations, the people don't know shit. It's not like they're interacting. It's not like there's internet. They're all just sitting there, and then royal family will beef and be like, send the bros.
Yeah, send the bros.
Send a million of the bros over there.
But you know they did a really bad thing. You're just like, what?
What did they do? They didn't fuck our daughter? our daughter was ugly at a party?
Well, didn't Maria... go ahead. What did you say?
I was going to say, does that mean like back then you... Like now we're bummed when you have thought daughter. Does that mean back then they were kind of like, thought daughter, yes, she's bro, a whore.
That's a very American thing to not be. Thought daughter is big in the world.
Yeah.
And you go, nice. I'm going to send her to a family. I'm going to get a couple barrels of fucking.
Yeah, man.
So we're the ones who started caring about thought daughter.
Well, I think slut daughter has always been frowned upon.
Okay.
Dude, as a brother, your job was
hot daughter. Okay.
Hot daughter was perfect. It was like fucking having a Tesla, dude.
Yeah, it's like in a Tesla.
It's like a Tesla truck.
Yeah.
We love it. Like a Cybele truck.
Hot daughter raises tea. From what I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
Usually those guys get pretty jacked and angry.
You have to.
Yeah.
You got to get pissed.
Or it lowers T significantly, and you're like, yeah, she's gorgeous. There's two ways to go. You either get jacked and get a gun and go, I'll kill anyone that'll fuck her. Or you go, isn't she beautiful? She's dating the hottest guy.
Yeah,
She's dating the quarterback. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that's more mid-daughter behavior. If you have a babe daughter, you got to go way higher.
You got to get jacked. You got to get a divorce and get jacked.
Yes. Right away. Divorce right away. You say, babe, I don't have a problem with you, but our daughter's just way too hot.
Our daughter's too hot. We got to split up. I got to fucking focus on myself. I got to get tan now.
I got to prepare myself to sexually assault a 21-year-old man if I have to.
To do CrossFit.
Like for real. Just a bulldog, a kid in his apartment. Like post-college, off-campus.
Did you watch White Lotus last
night? No, don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. I didn't get to see it last night.
There's a nice story of a guy getting bulldogged.
Really?
You're going to love it. Dude, it's so funny.
My brother, Tom, was telling me that he thinks...
It wasn't that bad, dude.
Right, you had a tweet right before I get out of here, and then you had another tweet after that, before I get out of here.
What was the full tweet?
Huh?
Do you remember what the tweet was?
Before I get out of here.
Well, it was before I get out of here.
No. Was it about...
No, it was about China won because Trump won.
Where did you get such an idea from?
You know,
America's watches specific. Wrestling in The View. Dude, I didn't know wrestling fans were all liberal.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that either.
I thought for sure they'd be the boys.
I just think there's no in between.
Every time someone trashes me on Twitter... I click it and it's like, yeah, it's cartoon wrestling.
What?
Every time.
They're very binary.
It's MLB,
either far right or far left.
Or you're a Nazi guy with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
I could see becoming like a staunch feminist being a wrestling fan. You'd be like, guys, for real, these women are strong as hell.
Yeah. China?
Yeah. All of them.
Yeah, all the jacked. Divas.
Like women are jacked and have big, huge butts. They can do whatever.
I think
they
just do exactly what their parents do.
What do you mean?
The bros. It's like if you have liberal parents, you're just a drag queen, Down syndrome kid, or it's like
holy
you're a
shit.
Fucking beast.
Oh, you're talking about people with Down syndrome.
Yeah.
That's those guys are making some choices.
You think so?
They have a lot of choices. They're stubborn as fuck. They make any choice and it's over. That's their choice.
Same here.
I'd love to see him form like a real political bloc.
It would be great.
To where, like, politicians would have to, like, start pandering.
We're going to have wrestling again. It's a government mandate. There will be 10 new Shreks by the year 2035. There will be 20 new Shreks. That'd be nice. They'd win.
They'd get mobilized.
Lemeezy.
What happened, man?
So house a little stinky when we walked in. TBH.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that smell.
I haven't been here The last time I was here was when I did Trump on Kill Tony. It's sitting in the bathroom. I literally just took my clothes off and left.
Your clothes are sitting there?
Yeah, they're just still sitting there.
Like when a homeless person sheds their garb, it just sits like
it's literally like two bags of chips and a bottle of water on the ground.
It looks like you got evicted.
Yeah. But we can't. I haven't been here since. Came back in. House smells entirely like shit.
You think so?
It's getting better now.
I had a roommate that smelled just like this. Blunt guts and throw. Oh, yeah. That's what it is.
You saw blunt guts?
I just smell it.
The whole back room. He's been sitting back there smoking blunts, jacking off.
Come on, Leon.
Sounds kind
of
nice.
I wasn't jacking off in there.
True. You didn't catch one?
You only beat off in that room.
There's no way you got horny in there and walked across to your room to jack off. I know you stayed in there at least once. Dude,
at least once. I had to reclaim the room.
But every other time you did a boner shuffle straight to the pool house.
Had to do the bone shuffle.
Damn, so you caught one in there. That's one thing I'm proud of. My laptop, I've never caught one off my laptop.
Really?
It makes you feel good, yeah.
Yeah, it's untainted.
It's clean, yeah. It's a clean machine. It's got no, I haven't smutted my laptop out. It's just a workhorse.
Sometimes it calls
and
for
then,
me.
And then this little fucking bitch. That this,
that's your rose toy.
Takes the brunt.
This poor thing.
That is our toy.
That's everyone's picture like, your kids.
Bro, that's the worst. So funny. That was
on True Life, I'm addicted to porn.
I thought the guy had to put in a password. You think they'll stop you, but you're just like, yeah, I love them. Anyway, let me... One day they'll understand their father was a complicated man. Just right past him. Yeah, it's no stop.
Yeah, I'll decline. Mom phone call, jacking off, you go, decline.
Yeah, did you ever stop while doing it, take the call, and the whole time you're like, please just let me
I'd
back.
Love to tell you I never did that. Yeah. Yes, I've taken some phone calls mid-beat and then gone right back. You got to work it back up again.
I know.
It's actually kind of nice. You get a second beat.
Cokes would hit me with that all the time. He would call me at like 3:30. I'm like, I can't talk right now. So you're jerking off. Like, no, I'm not.
Who would hit you with that?
Cokes.
And really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's true. 3:30 is like
It's
prime time after work. Yeah. If you're working a 7 to 3 like a man.
Yeah.
If you're on a girl schedule, 9 to 5. Just kidding. Love you guys. I love all you guys.
Sorry, man. We didn't mean to be sexist like that.
Yeah. So did you get attacked online?
He cried
for your
when
views?
Trump won.
He cried.
I didn't cry.
Yeah,
I didn't
you cry. Did.
He did. Plain. You saw him cry.
I didn't. He made hot dogs.
Damn, bro. I did not cry. I did make hot dogs, but
he made some sad hot dogs.
It was post Noctis hot dogs.
Did you boil them or how'd you cook them?
Of course.
Oh,
you gotta boil the dog, dude.
Damn, bro.
Just boiled your misery.
If Kamala would have won, you would have hit the grill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You'd have got the Bluetooth speaker going.
Pig's feet. That's footlongs, dude.
Yeah.
That's grilled footlongs. Some kielbasas. Kielbasas for a kabambala.
Kielbasa Harris.
Where is she? Is she still like hell-bent on saving the country, or is she like disappeared?
No, she's $20 million in debt after they raised $1 billion. She probably would have been a great president.
But is she not
though.
Fighting the fight still? I thought that's all she wanted to do.
What?
I thought she'd be fighting the fight still.
No, they're not done. No. The message of joy continues.
Well, at least they got those missiles to Ukraine. That was important.
Yeah that was good. Huge. You know, and good then thing we'll Shapiro signed them too. That was real huge that Shapiro did that.
Yeah, we'll work on loving humanity domestically after we ship those long-range missiles to Ukraine and blast Russians. That was a wild move, by the way.
It really bothered me.
Yeah, that was just like, what? What a fucking spaz.
Stop.
What a spaz. To be like, okay, well, fuck that. I don't care about money at all.
Oh, Trump's going to end the war? Fuck you guys.
I know.
We're going to fire everything we have.
It did feel like kind of like, oh, yeah, you think he's a great peacemaker? Watch this. And it's like, you guys are nasty.
They did it with the jab, bro.
Although, dude, nothing worse than a scorned woman, dude.
Got that
fuck
right.
Yeah, hell hath no fury, dude.
She might be in there, dude. They might get rid of... Biden for that.
Joe Byron.
She'll get to taste the president. That'd be cool if she got to taste the president.
She got to do it for a few days.
She had to taste the president?
Yeah.
She had the White House tour?
They said that dude Biden hates
for like
that.
A week. Yeah. 1 week. Shit was just great.
Did you see that? Fucking Joe Biden voted in an all red suit and Trump said, yo, he hates you, Kamala. And it's true. Fucking Joe Biden wouldn't shake her hand.
Hold on. Joe Biden wore the red. She flew the flag.
She rocked all red to go vote.
Dr. Jill?
Yes. The doctor. Now she's officially got a doctor.
Was she Dr. Seuss? Why was she wearing it all red? Why was she wearing it all red?
I don't think Byron's going to step down.
Joe Byron?
Byron's not going to let them hit 25th Amendment. Although time traveler Byron's Trump at the end of his thing said, be careful what you wish for. They might hit you with that.
Byron's going to stand down. Paso, Texas, dude, there's no way. He's definitely standing down.
No way.
Time traveler Trump said, be careful what you wish for. He said that in El Paso,
Texas. You ever see like the, it's a book about, it was a book written in like the 1918. Yeah, The Adventures of Baron Trump or whatever.
Yeah.
And he has a fucking, he's a time traveler. It's pretty
scary. I know, but what did he say in El Paso?
Oh, be careful what you wish for, because they were trying to hit Trump with the 25th Amendment, and now Byron might be get hit with it. Was like 4 years ago.
Joe Byron?
When they...
I always forget he's the president.
Yeah.
The last like 2 months, or I guess no, it's been like a couple weeks, I've been like, okay, so Trump's the president. I'm like, oh yeah. Because like, whenever someone's like president-elect, I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I got to remember stuff like that. Be like, the president-elect, you mean?
It's going to be
not
sick.
Yet the president.
Blue Anon's going crazy right now.
Oh, Blueski.
What's up with Blue Anon?
Blue Anon, it's their... I feel for them because I was there, and they're like, oh, no, you don't understand. In 2 weeks, it's all going to come out. It's like, it's always 2 weeks, and nothing ever happens.
No.
They're fun. Have you seen Blue Sky?
No.
Blueski.
It's different than the other place.
It's Blueski.
The other place that we don't talk about.
I thought it was Blueski the first 30 times I saw it. I was like, no, the fuck is Blueski?
X is the other place.
Blue Sky is Lib Twitter.
Blue Sky is Lib Twitter.
It is Blueski. Can we stop?
Blueski. I'm sorry.
It's obviously Blueski.
Blueski.
It's crazy.
Starting Lib Twitter is so funny. That changed
juice.
I actually, no, it was a genuine mistake.
That's good boomer juice, though.
No, I was fully like, the hell's Blueski?
That's got to be so fun to go over there,
dude,
though.
Dude, they're
just
deranged. It's crazy. It's like seeing the opposite of me.
Why are they starting Blueski, dude? Trump's...
They don't want to go in the other place, dude. There's nothing but anti-Semitism and mean shit over there.
And we're going to call it Twitter. We're not calling it X.
Everybody calls it Twitter still.
I know. It's the lamest. So that's the fucking pronoun joke for the left.
Yeah.
You know how pronoun... They're like, my pronouns are... I love pussy. There's this like Twitter or X or whatever it's even called these days.
Yeah.
That's what they say every single time.
That's funny.
And then the mayor goes...
All the fucking, they're called skeets too, bro. They're called skeets instead of tweets.
At the skies, they're called skeets.
At Blue Ski, it's called skeets.
Cums.
So you're skeeting?
They say we got to put out a new cum.
Yeah, they might get me over there. I'd love to skeet all day.
Either skeet or reskeet.
A reskeet?
I swear to God.
If skeet don't get you, reskeet
will.
It's
all like Hinge jokes and then like horrible fucking stuff like before I get out of here, China won.
It's like truth social. It's just probably just completely deranged.
What do they call a like over there?
I don't know. I think it's a like.
A yes. It's a yes. It's a yes.
They gobble it up. It's a yes. Yes.
Yeah, you get yes.
You yes people's jizz. Yeah. Nice jizz. I never thought of it that way.
They hate that chick Nancy Mace on there, though. Did you see that chick?
Nancy Mace.
I love her, dude.
Yeah.
She just reminds me of my mom.
What was Nancy Mace doing?
She's pissed
because there's a fucking tranny in Congress. It's huge. It looks like if Shane had a wig on, bro. And they're like, dude, fuck that. She can't come in the bathroom. Like, why not?
What?
It's crazy. But they all want to kill Nancy Mace because she's like, dude, I don't want fucking dudes in our bathrooms. And it's really
The videos they make. Like, I saw a video of her rip because they put up a bunch of like trans flags over the bathroom sign, and she like had somebody film her ripping them down and be like, this is not. So literally they're all like teachers making TikToks. That's
crazy.
What Congress has become. It's like, follow me on my day as a congresswoman. This is what I wear. And then I signed a bill.
I make no
and
sense.
And then I had to have
hours.
The mocha latte.
We are at war.
That's
it's
dude,
fun.
That's terrible.
We haven't addressed the homeless situation.
So she was like, watch this and just rip down the flag. Damn.
Yeah, their days are numbered, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Chicks are about to start rising up against the trans.
No,
that's also...
It's going to be one of the great battles, like the Titans versus the gods,
bro. If the women's rise up against the trans, I'm signing with the trans.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
That would be very funny.
See a bunch of dudes beat the shit out of women.
Yeah, but it's going to be a lot of covert psychic warfare. You know, it's going to be a lot of relational,
I'm
just kind of walk in and be like, nice shoes.
Oh, imagine just barging into a chick's bathroom, especially a locker room.
Think about this, it probably doesn't work on them. They probably try to hit the tees with like what would hurt a woman.
Yeah,
like, your shoes look shitty.
Yeah,
it's just a guy going like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm sneaking into the bathroom.
I got these for $12 down at the Ross. Yeah. Comfortable as hell.
Wearing cell phone clips on their belts. What?
Shirt tucked into huge tits.
All right.
You think it was just a giant dump?
Pull up.
pull
you
up.
Do you think there was the moment when like she was the congresswoman was sitting there and it was just like a full like, oh, just a giant dub and that's it.
Yeah.
This is my one place of peace. Taking like a 6'3 dude airport dump.
Just a JFK.
I'd get political. I'd get political. I'd be like, all right, this is enough.
That is exposing them too because they hate shit.